This is how many U.S. military veterans of the war in Vietnam remember that country. But this is what greeted a group of Americans who recently returned there.
The country is really moving forward. They're not looking back at the war. The rural areas of Vietnam still do look a lot the same, but the cities are what has changed and dramatically. I mean, they're hustling, they're bustling.
Patrick Pellerin, his wife, and other U.S. military veterans of the war attended a presentation about their recent trip to Vietnam. It was Pellerin's first time back to Vietnam since he served in the U.S. Army during the war.
I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know whether the people were going to be friendly, unfriendly. I didn't know how we were going to be treated. I didn't know what we were going to see.
One unexpected reality for several of the Americans is how the war is still devastating lives. More than 1,000 Vietnamese a year are killed or injured from leftover explosives.
It's something we don't think about over here. I suspect the thought never occurs to us that there's literally, you know, tons and tons of unexploded ordnance over there.
The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund has been helping to demine problem areas in Vietnam. Jan Scruggs is the organization's founder.
Through using public education, we were actually able to drop casualties from unexploded ordnance by, you know, 75%, and that continues.
The U.S. government recently awarded $1 million to the organization to continue its demining efforts. The organization says more than 350,000 tons of old explosives remain in Vietnam, most of it from U.S. forces. Pellerin's wife, Sally Seiler, saw some of these bombs during the trip.
It just looked like a rock. And I can see how little kids or farmers would pick these things up.
Even with the remnants of war, many Vietnamese seem to have moved on. On the trip, the U.S. delegation met with former enemies.
It was really interesting. They were very nice. They greeted us at the door like we were long-lost cousins or something. And they were very nice, and we had a very interesting exchange with them. I think they put it all behind them, and certainly our guys have put it all behind us.
But Pellerin says there are some veterans who have a hard time putting the war behind them. He recalled seeing an outpouring of emotion at the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington.
They were bringing flowers and boots and dog tags and pictures, and it floored me.
Pellerin says he wishes other U.S. military veterans who served in Vietnam could return there as he did so that they too can have some closure. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.